Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. When was the last time you were amazed at how God moved in your life? I'm amazed right now. In a way that only God could do. You know, I have in studio with me right now a pastor, a church planter. She's a devoted wife, a mother. She's an author. She's a speaker. Then he's also brought in studio with me today a woman who was born in Haiti. And she received Christ in New York when she was 12 years old. She's been a homeschooler for 18 years. But that's not all. The other woman that's in studio with me today, well, she's a supervisor at HMSA. She raised her son as a single parent. She's a vital part of a radio ministry. She's also a speaker. And she's experienced great heartbreak and tragedy, but she's seen the Lord bring about healing in her life. Well, all three of these dear ladies are in studio with me today. I'm very privileged to have them with me. I'm going to introduce them to you, but just a quick reminder, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. That you would know, no matter what you're facing right now, no matter what weight of burden you might be carrying, sometimes it's so overwhelming. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go. Well, if we come to Christ, Christ can help us in those times. Not only that, Jesus died to save us from destructiveness and the power of sin by shedding his blood on the cross when he died in our place. And he rose again on the third day. Today may be your moment to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ because he loves you so, so much. Well, those ladies I talked to you about, the first one, the pastor, the church planter, who along with her husband, Pastor Rob, planted Hope Chapel Life Spring. And she's the author of the book Dancing with Father, an amazing book with amazing illustrations. She leads a ministry also called Kingdom Families. And the Kingdom Families ministry is a ministry that we're going to be talking about, a ministry out of that today called Heart to Heart. That's Pastor Michelle Okimura. The other lady I was talking about from Haiti, and then New York, and then now Hawaii, and homeschooled. Well, she's here. Her name is Grace Alarcio. And the unique thing about today's show, as I lead up to my last guest, is that all these women, they come from different churches. So I kind of, the underlying thing is the unity in the body of Christ. But they're women, so they relate really, really well with women. The other one you know of, because she's actually one of my co-hosts, one of the favorite people on the Good Life Hawaii radio show, and Leslie Silva is here in studio. But she's not going to play the role of a co-host today. She's one of the guests, and we're going to just dialogue. Pastor Michelle, Grace, Leslie, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Danny.
It's great to be here.
Now, how did you guys meet, the three of you?
Oh, can I start?
Yes, so excited. Please, go right ahead.
I wanted to start on this. This is so exciting to see God's hand in this. Many, many, many years ago, when I was quite a bit younger, I was attending Grace Bible Church in Aleva Heights with my husband. And we were just really young'uns. And while there, we were part of a young married group. And part of that group was also Michelle and Rob. Before they went into ministry. So we were part of this group and we met there. And we're talking 20 plus years ago.
Yes.
Yes, a long time ago. And
so we were all a little bit younger.
We were all just a little bit younger. And The thing is, though, is that there was a span of time of 20-plus years where we were separated. And we had each kind of all gone our way, and we lost touch until late last year.
Hmm.
And God somehow brought us all back together. And it was almost this time never, there was no 20-year gap. It was just amazing. And so I just think there was a purpose and a plan. And as we see things unfolding, definitely see God's hand in this. And it's just so exciting that we can all come back after one big, large circle.
You know, sometimes I think that's one of the unique things about, you know, real close friendships, where time can pass and you feel like no time lost.
Yes.
when you see each other again.
And what was a neat thing, too, is that Grace was also at Grace Bible at the time, and we hadn't really seen her for 20-plus years as well. So end of last year, all of us somehow, through a series of events, we got together, like a big reunion, and we found out that we all had a heart to see women healed so that they could really blossom to everything God has for them.
So maybe the 20 years was 20 years of training, you think?
Amen, I think so.
20 years of preparation, you know, life.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Pastor Michelle is there with Pastor Rob at Hope Chapel Life Spring.
Yes.
And then Grace, you're at Hope Chapel West Oahu.
Correct.
All right,
yes.
With Pastor Mike Kai, dear friend. And Pastor Norman Nakanishi at
Grace Bible ProSide. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Lord has brought you back, and you are a part of a ministry now called Heart to Heart. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we're gathering once a month, and it's open to anyone who wants to come, seeking more of an intimate relationship with the Lord, seeking healing for their hearts. We're all wounded in different areas, you know, and God wants so much for us to be healed and whole in the deepest parts of our hearts. And so this meeting here, which is a couple hours each time we meet, is a time of really ministering, learning tools, practical tools, where the women can come, learn some things to walk out their healing in their daily life.
Yes. And we wanted to go really deep. You know, the Holy Spirit was just saying roots, you know, that so many, so much of our fruit comes from roots, and the roots need to be healthy. And, you know, in addition to identifying who we are in Christ and really understanding who we are, we also need to maybe excavate some roots. We didn't want to just prune the fruit. You know, we thought it's easy to prune the fruit. But if the root system is still there, the fruit that comes back is going to be much the same.
Yes.
So we thought we need to get in there with the big equipment, and we need to do some of the hard work and try to excavate the roots so God can lay down new roots that would create good spiritual fruit in the lives of women. And the neat thing is we're all still journeying. The three of us are not there.
Right.
We're together in helping and partnering.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to work together as a team as well, and to really be led of the Holy Spirit and what He wants us to cover. We've covered forgiveness. We're going to be covering bitter roots. How does that affect us? You know, and just really, like Leslie shared, digging into the roots and excavating and reflecting on those things that are painful, but they're not alone. Giving them the message that they're not alone in this journey.
Yeah, this makes me think about, you know, years ago when I was younger, as we said, there were areas in my life, and I know for Leslie and Michelle as well, and many women, we kind of get stuck and we can't figure out how to change. And, you know, when we get hurt easily, or there's something that's blocking us from growing, and we have nowhere to go, we don't know what to do. This ministry is here. We want to show women how the Lord can help them and how to get them out of the bondages and the woundedness that they're in.
Well, Les, you mentioned that you guys are on a journey.
Yes.
Right? You're all on a journey. But you've experienced things along the way.
Yes.
Right? So it's not like, okay, I read this from a book and I think this sounds good, so it will help you. But you guys are speaking out of your life, relationship with Christ. Really, I mean, I'm looking at Michelle. Healing. You're all about healing, ministry, and your book, Dancing with Father. I mean, that was just such a heart, really a heart wrenching, but actually a heart healing book that you wrote, and the poetic way, the way the Lord put those illustrations together, but because of hurt that you went through.
Yes, and interestingly, a lot of our hurts and pains, as the root systems, stem from our childhood, stem from our young adult years, you know, things that we encounter in life, traumas that we go through. And so the three of us, we try to really be an open book to the woman, to know that, you know, it's safe here. We understand pain, you know, and we try to be as vulnerable as we can to share our stories with the woman, so they know that there's no surprises. You know, God, pain is pain. Not that my pain is worse than your pain, but pain is pain, and we're here. God is here. He's so passionately pursuing our hearts and passionately so wanting us to really know our identity in Him.
Right, right. And then, you know, finding the things that kind of keep us from receiving everything that God has for us, you know, because like Grace and Michelle has said, you know, God wants to help women. God wants us to walk in the fullness of who we are, to discover the purpose and the plan He has for us. And as women especially, we have such an opportunity to influence those around us. And a lot of times we're stuck. And a lot of times from childhood, we grow up, we start to think this is just normal. This is just the way I am. This is just what life is for me. And that's a great deception.
Well, you know, we've introduced it, the ministry, Heart to Heart, and we're gonna talk some more about it. But you know, let's go beyond the surface. Let's go beyond the veneer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk how transparent you are when you are talking, when you guys do meet as a group. When we come back from our break, I'd like, if you will, you know, at least share with us, you know, what was that thing that had you stopped, or that place, like Grace, where you said we don't know where to go. Where were you at that time in your life? Maybe more than one, maybe a number of things. But if each of you could just share that point in you, that someone listening today, they might be driving, they might be at home, they might be at work, but they might be laying on their bed just listening. And they're stuck. They don't know where to go. They know that life could be better. They may know the Lord. They may not even know the Lord. But as they're listening to you, Leslie, Michelle, and Grace, they're thinking, maybe there's hope for me. Maybe I can be healed. When we come back, these three dynamic ladies will share gut level with you. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700-998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. online. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Michelle Okimura, she wrote a book called Dancing with Father. It's a book that brings healing to the hearts of women. Well, she's here in studio with me. Grace Alarcio, well, she was born in Haiti. She married a guy from Hawaii, a local guy from Hawaii. He's not just a guy, he's a special guy, Leonardo. He's a man who served in the armed services, served our country. A lot of times we forget, you know, how much of a sacrifice our servicemen and women and their families make for us to live the life, the lifestyle, the quality of life, the opportunities we have. But it comes back to an individual and their family and the sacrifices that's made. Well, she's not only that, she's been a homeschooler for close to 20 years. And then Leslie Silva is here in studio with us. Well, today I'm not talking with her like my co-host, you know. She's not asking questions, she's answering questions. Well, she herself has been through stuff in life. I mean, it's the kind of heart-wrenching, heartbreaking experiences that you know, you may or may not even hear about. And then her openness has allowed so many people to experience the healing of the Lord through her radio ministry with us here. But she's in the insurance industry as a supervisor there at HMSA. All these women here, these three, they know what it's like to be a mother. They know what it's like to be a wife. They know what it's like to go through the teenage years with children. So sometimes as you listen, you might be thinking, well, I don't know, my kids are teenagers right now, and can they understand? Yeah, they can understand. They know exactly what you're going through, and sometimes the helplessness or hopelessness that you might be feeling. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. This is a special program today. You might be tuning in right now and you're saying, hey, I caught the tail end of that last segment. Can I hear that again? Is that going to be available? I want to pass it on to a family member or a friend. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can access the show for free download. But I would encourage you to, yes, indeed, pass it on to someone that you know, because it will be a blessing to them. Now, as we go along, you're going to continue hearing Heart to Heart, Heart to Heart. That's the name of the ministry that these women represent. It's a ministry of Kingdom Families Hawaii, and you can find out more about that at www.kingdomfamilieshawaii.com. Now, before our break, we talked about those moments where you're stuck. They're tough times in life, but you've each gone through it. That's sort of the way, maybe in the last 20 years or so, the Lord allowed you to live life. Mm-hmm. And now, suddenly, you're on a platform where you can relate with many women. Now, we're not just talking many women, but a woman who's listening right now, one person who is struggling. But take us back. What were some of those moments for you? Why don't you, Grace, share with us how you experienced God helping you through a rough time?
Okay. I'll take you back to, let's say almost 20 years ago, when we were living in the state of Pennsylvania, and I would often be home alone. My husband would be working many hours, and I was not patient with my children. My oldest two were about 5 and 3, and that's kind of when it started to begin. I would yell at them quite often. I'd get mad at them. I'd cry a lot. I would feel guilty after. And so when church would come around, I'd go to church. I'd go to the altar, and I'd just cry out to God and say, God, help me. I can't stop myself from yelling at my children and getting angry at them, and just like a rage type of anger. And it took a few years when God took us to the state of Washington, and I believe that he brought us there as a family so that he could bring some healing to my life. And there was one day at the altar again, and the pastor came up to me and he asked me, Grace, what is it that you're asking of God? And I told him, I can't seem to control getting angry and yelling at my children. And he said, Grace, when did this start? And I said, well, it actually started when they were probably, you know, 4 and 2. And he said, well, ask the Lord, something happened in your life when you were that age. And so the Lord showed me some of the things that happened to me when I left the land of Haiti, where I was born. I felt abandonment, and I was abandoned. First, I had been abandoned. You know, my parents, my mother did not abandon me. I just felt abandonment from her because my sister, who was born when I was 11 months, I felt like my mom wasn't there, and I didn't remember it. But then when I was 2 and we moved away, I was abandoned from our maid. When my sister was born, we had a maid servant, a woman who took care of me and loved me, and I loved her. But it wasn't until this time when I was 40 years old that the Lord showed me that I loved her and that she loved me, and that I was hurting. From the time I was 2 years old and moved away, I was hurting because nobody understood my pain. And so God took me to that place and allowed me to cry and feel the pain of losing this woman who loved me, and I loved her. And that was the beginning of my healing. And from that moment on, when I cried that through, my anger and my yelling at my children pretty much stopped. It was just an amazing thing. It was like there was so much pain that I'd felt from that. So that was kind of the beginning of my healing process, but God has done so much more healing in my life. I've been through a lot. God has been amazing. So I know that, you know, if you're a woman out there who's, you know, yelling at your young children or, you know, wanting to hit them and just feeling all alone and frustrated, God is there for you too. He's not just away somewhere else. He's right there with you, and he wants to help you. You may have some hurts from when you were younger that are affecting how you are relating to your children. God wants to heal you, and I encourage you to seek help and to seek prayer, that God wants to heal that.
So someone is feeling, okay, do I go that far back? You know, what about if somebody who feels like, I just want to, it hurts so much, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
It could be a number of things mm-hmm. that took place. And maybe even, Grace, when you shared that, mm-hmm. it somehow they remembered something they haven't even been thinking about.
Yeah.
It hasn't been even on the landscape of their mind. Mm-hmm. And something popped up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the working of God's Spirit is absolutely miraculous, more than marvelous, miraculous, and okay, and so that, and then the instinctive reaction, push it away.
Yeah.
But what if someone is wanting healing, but they're scared to touch that,
yes.
that memory, or that go back to the past?
Yes.
What would you say?
I would say that it's worth it. That God is there for you in that time of pain. That you can't move forward and really be the woman that God is calling you to be or the man that God is calling you to be if you aren't willing to say, God, it hurts. I want you to come in and heal me. If you're not willing, then God won't come in, because God is a kind and gentle God, and he wants your permission before he will go in and do that kind of digging, because it does hurt. But it's a huge change when you allow God to come in and heal and touch. Yeah.
It's kind of like you might feel in a sense that you're going into this dark cave that you don't want to go into, and it's really scary and you don't want to go there, like how you imagine. But if you can think of it too, that our Heavenly Father so loves you that he wants you to encounter his love in those dark areas, in the deepest part of your being, that you will know God's love in a way that nobody else will know God's love, because you've allowed him to go into the deepest, darkest part of your heart where he can speak life mm-hmm. and light and comfort and healing and wholeness. And that does happen. It will happen. I assure mm-hmm. you, that's the purpose of his heart.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, how did you experience that?
For me, I kind of go back about 20-some years ago as well. You know, I grew up in a home, just real briefly. My parents did their best they could. You know, I honor them with my heart. I love them. But things were done and said, you know, that I perceived and was very wounding to me. So I was a very performance-oriented child, excelled in a lot of things because I felt like I wanted to earn love. So when I got married, nobody would have thought that I had a lot of anger and rage in me. But when I got married and I started to have conflicts with my husband, conflicts triggered this huge reaction from me that I didn't even know I was there. I became almost like a crazy, irrational woman so full of hatred. And it was actually, the hatred was against my husband. But then, thankfully, God had placed couples around us that understood the healing journey, and they helped me to understand that the hatred I was feeling was a hatred that I had stuffed, basically against my dad, you know, that my perceptions that I've, you know, that I had against my dad. And so I thought, oh, you know, and so I began to get to the root of dealing with my sinful reactions of bitterness and hatred against things that were done against me or said against me. But that's my issues that I needed. God wanted to help me to see the power of forgiveness, that he wanted to teach me in my life, that I can be set free and really be healed when I open up my heart to forgiving people in my life that have hurt me. I had realized at that time that I began to believe, I really believed that I was worthless. I was rejected. I self-rejected myself. God began to reveal to me. I had no clue, but God brought to my conscious level the self-hatred I had against myself. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm really swallowed up in this darkness. And here I am, a Christian, walking with God. But here I am. Why, Lord? I'm confused. And the Lord, through his grace, began to surround me with people who understood the healing journey, who went further along than me. And so they began to teach me, and I began to learn about how to walk out my healing, which is basically starting off with really forgiving and encountering God's love and helping him to inviting God to replace my lies with the truth about who I really am in him. And it's a process when those things are so ingrained in your brain. You have those patterns of thought. But I persevered through because, and as Grace said, it's worth it. Because the transformational power of God's love is so amazing. And there's a lot of tools out that we can teach, and that are out there, actually, resources that help us in that journey. But that's how it began for me, was actually when I got married. Mm-hmm. Things get triggered. And then, of course, Grace said, when you have children, they trigger you too. Mm-hmm. And you think, this is a really good indication. I learned this, that when you have a big reaction to something, 80% of it has to do with something that happened in the past. Mm-hmm. And maybe just 20% has to do with the initial situation right there. So that can be a good indication to anyone out there that, oh, I think there's some things that God wants to heal in me that's deeper.
Amen. You know, you're ministering, you're being used by God right now to minister to women. But you're also ministering to men. Mm-hmm. The reason I say that is you're ministering to me as you're speaking. That 80%, 20%, you know, tracking back. You know, I've gone through times when I've needed to get help because of things that have gone on in my past and things that were unprocessed, you know. What young person has the mechanisms to process like a mature person? And then so a lot of times with that, we act mature, but the inside is still very, very raw, very easily hurt, very easily injured. But we know how to kind of fake it, you know, around. So you're ministering to me as well. And I just mentioned that because there's men listening. People, men, it's not only for women, men listening too, that can experience the healing of the Lord through just this understanding that we're talking about. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Les, I'd like for you to share, you know, that moment for you, one of the moments for you, just so people can know, okay, Michelle Okimura, Leslie Silva, Grace Alarcio, they're part of Heart to Heart Ministry. They're leading women. They're from different churches. So it's not one of those where, you know, it's just one church thing. It's really their heart is to facilitate God's healing. Let God work through them through this fellowship. You ever feel like you need friends? People that understand? People that aren't going to judge you because they themselves have gone through it themselves? Well, these women here with me, Michelle Okimura, Grace Alarcio, and Leslie Silva. Leslie will share more when we get back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
How does God heal your heart? How does he heal my heart? How does he heal our heart? What about how are we to walk in our identity in Christ? What is that identity in Christ? What about forgiveness, judgment, anger, and fear issues? I mean, we all go through that. Release and freedom from hindrances, things that hold us back from rising up to the fullness that we kind of have a sense or we've been told or we hope and know that God would do. What about building intimacy with God as a healer and our deliverer? And what about encountering the Father's heart of God? Well, these are just some of the topics that are covered in Heart to Heart. It's a monthly fellowship of women led by Michelle Okimura, Grace Alarcio, and Leslie Silva. Three women who have experienced, tough times in life, but they've seen Christ help them through. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our show, to get and download this program and pass it on to others and listen to it, re-listen to it, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. The ladies in studio with me today sharing, they've been really gracious because they're transparent. You know, for someone to be transparent, there's a great level of generosity in their heart, because through that, you know, there is a risk involved when you share about a part of your life, a tender part. But they do it because they're doing it in obedience to God, number two. And then number two is because they know, they believe that God is going to use their story to touch you right where you are. And as you're listening, you might be feeling, oh, this is so good, so good, so good. Well, we're just here to remind you that God knows you and He loves you. You're not alone. And God has put an organization, a ministry here called Heart to Heart. They meet every month. And to find out more, go to KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. Les, what about you? I mean, Michelle shared, Grace shared. You know, what was it for you that you saw Christ working in your life?
Okay, for me, I was really hard-headed student, so my road is a long time. Just in a nutshell, I grew up very fearful, very insecure for some things that happened in my growing up years. I didn't feel secure at all, and I was very afraid. So fear was a spirit that just permeated my life. And the thing is, we talked earlier about veneers and masks, and I put one on, you know, and tried to hold it all together because it was important to look together on the outside. But inside, I was just a mess. But I went through life, and I got married young, and part of it was to try to get out of the house too, and, you know, get married. I married my high school sweetheart, and we were married for 12 years. Then we had our son. But I felt somewhat secure in the marriage because I thought I had someone now, you know, that was going to be there with me and for me. And again, that was a false sense of security. I didn't realize it back then, but I look back now. So after 12 years, we had our son, and Lance was born. And 3 years later, quite suddenly, my husband committed suicide. And it was just unexpected. And my worst fears came to pass, because now I was alone and I was a single parent, and that was not in the game plan. You know, I was afraid I couldn't even live on my own to take care of myself, much less now being responsible for a boy who just turned 3 and on my own. And that's when it all really came to a head. The mask was slipping. I was a control freak because that was my way of feeling safe. And it's sad to say, I was a Christian at that time. And so I want to say that even when you're a Christian, I wasn't abiding, I was striving. And control became my haven, my sense of safety, when, again, I look back, it really wasn't. But I needed to control to feel safe. And so I continued like that. I tried to take care of myself. God was in the picture, but I wasn't trusting Him. And I think it goes back to not being able to trust, you know, feeling betrayed, abandoned to some degree, and feeling like, how can I trust God? You know, I never really thought that, but my actions were. I needed to only trust in myself. And then I would try to reach out to people and things to make me feel safe, but I didn't reach up to God. And so I went on like that for as long as I could, until one day I just fell apart. It's like we were talking about at break. You just fall apart, and you're beyond yourself. And I really didn't want to go on either. I just didn't know what tomorrow, where I would get the strength to even get up off the floor from that evening, until God intervened in that evening and told me that I didn't trust Him. I didn't trust Him. And my walk right now, I have only two choices. I can continue on the route that I've been, or do I trust You, God, to do it Your way, to submit myself to You? And I sat there and I said, you know, either God is real and His promises are true, or God is a liar. And that was huge for me to sit there and think, God is a liar. God is not a liar. That much I knew, God is not a liar. But I could not understand His promises or how they were going to manifest in my life. I couldn't see how He was going to do that. But because I knew God wasn't a liar, for the grace of God, I knew that. I chose to go with God, although I didn't know where He was going to take me. I didn't know how I was going to give up the control, take off the mask, and be vulnerable. And I haven't gotten all the answers to that yet either. Mm-hmm. Today, I'm still journeying on that.
Well, that makes four of us.
Yeah. Thank you.
And one of our dear listeners that's listening right now is saying, well, that makes five of us.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to get to the point where you get, sometimes I just get sick and tired. I'm so disgusted sometimes with trying to control and trying to, you know, strive instead of abiding. You know, when you think about abiding, that's staying, that's resting. I looked it up. You know, it says to dwell, to remain, to last, to bear, to endure. That's abiding. And Psalm 91 has become one of my favorites, you know, where it says, I say this, she who abides in the secret place of the Most High, or she that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you say that slowly and you think about the words, you can just see God, the greatness of God and his love. You're in the shadow of the Almighty. Mm-hmm. You're protected. You know, but we have to choose to abide. He doesn't pluck us up and put us down. It's a choice we make. Mm-hmm. And that was huge for me. I realized it's a choice, you know. God is there with his arms open. He's such a loving father. But we have to walk into his arms.
Grace, what have you found? What have you found as Les shares the magnanimous way in which God opens his arms to us? What have you found are some of the things that in your women's ministry, even with Hope Chapel West Omaha Arise ministry, and you all could share something in this line, but some of the things that women go through.
Some of the things that us women go through, we go through a lot. We are many times insecure just because of who we are, and we've been, you know, childlike, you know. Sorry, got to get closer. I think, you know, women go through just, you know, the identity of who they are and who God wants them to be if they are good enough. But in the eyes of God, it's important to know that God created us to be who we are. And he made us, you know, he has a calling, he has a purpose and a destiny for each of us. Mm-hmm. And as women, we are unique. And you know, God has a plan.
I also think sometimes women, we have so many roles that we play in society. You know, we're called to be moms.
Amen.
We're called to be working, or stay-at-home moms, working. Sometimes I think we feel the burden of being everything to everyone. We forget about ourselves. And I think for me, I stuff my needs. I stuff my needs because everyone else's needs seem more important. And you want to be a good mom. So a good mom looks out for the welfare of their children and their family first. And you don't really look at yourself. And after a while, you know, your own well gets dry.
That's right.
And it's hard to pour out and minister to others. But sometimes so many things are under the radar. We stuff. We don't even know why we're doing it and why we might be feeling so broken and so dry.
Right.
We don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to give people a sense of what it's like. What it's like when you guys meet. You know, when you have your heart-to-heart meeting. I'm just going to give a sample, just a taste of what it would be like. If someone's listening right now and saying, you know, I might want to check this out. This might be God's time. For me to kind of open up and maybe open up some of those layers that I've kind of hidden. And it's very close to their heart. They're not going to say anything to anybody. It's just something that's happening deep in them. They know that the Spirit of God, there's a feeling of maybe a little bit of security. And these women, they know. They kind of relate with me. You know, I am not alone. But what is it like? Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back from our break, Michelle Okimura will give us an idea of what they cover. And, you know, I mentioned some of those topics that they cover. I might even talk a little bit about, you know, shame. And somebody might feel, wow, shame. I'm shame if I have to go to that. I'm supposed to have it all together. Wow. Do we really have it together? But we understand. Hey, we're all there. I mean, gosh, I'm sounding like a woman. Well, men were there too,
that's
right?
That's your feminine side, Danny. That's a good thing.
Well, when we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Michelle Okimura, Grace Alarcio, and Leslie Silva. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Heart to Heart. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You know, there's nothing quite like going through life and you learn things, you know, you experience the things of life, and some of them are grand, you know, and great memories, and then others are very painful, and you wish you didn't have to go through them, and some of them, you know, maybe you've been a part of doing it, you initiated those things. Other things, maybe you're more victimized by it. You didn't choose, you didn't put yourself in that situation, it just kind of happened to you. Well, such is the things that life is made of, and one of the great things that I love about when I read the scriptures, and I guess that's one of the reasons why, you know, we love the Lord Jesus so much, is because when you read the scriptures talks about life, everyday life. You know, there's nothing that you go through that God is going to look and go, "What? You did that? I'm shocked. You know, I can't believe it." When you look at scripture, it's all there. And Christ died for a broken humanity. And that includes me, so I rejoice. And so these women with me today, I'm Danny Yamashiro. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm here with Michelle Okimura, Grace Alarcio, and Leslie Silva. They're all sharing of a ministry heart to heart. That's what it's called, heart to heart. And it's a ministry for women. Women healing and experiencing the healing of the Lord through the scriptures and by the mighty working of God's Spirit. And so anyway, as we talk about it, I just want to remind you a big thank you to RG Maintenance LLC, along with our other corporate partners and our churches. You can find out about our church partners and our corporate partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Go to our partners tab. And also for those of you who are our supporters, you know, this is a listener-supported program, and I'm grateful for those of you who partner with us. We need more partnerships. Seek the Lord if He would have you join us, because we want to enable more people to hear about the hope that can be found in Jesus Christ. Well, Michelle, talk to us about heart to heart. If a woman was to say, okay, I want to check it out. Yes. When they come, what would they experience? Oh, what would they say?
Yeah, well, as soon as they come, we start off with maybe a couple songs of worship, because singing songs to God of adoration and love, because that really sets an atmosphere where God says his presence comes when we worship and praise him. So we have that time. And then we have a time of we go into teaching, equipping with some tools of how to walk out your healing, but especially we share from our lives, testimonies, so we can make the points better and people can really get to know our hearts, mm-hmm. get to know who we are. And there's power in that testimony. People can relate maybe to different facets of our testimony and say, oh, I thought I was alone and now I realize, or I was the only one, but I realize, right. I'm not the only one. And even mm-hmm. that revelation can bring a sense of healing, like mm-hmm. they're not alone. We also try to have a time where the women talk with one another, maybe in small groups of two or three, where they get to share what stood out to them or what the Holy Spirit or what God is bringing up in them. And even that dynamic of sharing mm-hmm. And then sharing a little bit of their story and then seeing that the listener is listening to them and loving on them, that lifts off layers of shame that maybe they have carried all these years. I mean, I think some of the women have shared with me that it's the first time they revealed that one thing. And then to be listened to mm-hmm. is healing. And then to be prayed for and hugged, even the physical touch of just loving on each other mm-hmm. in that moment is healing. And we also try to incorporate a time where they encounter God, mm-hmm. where we have a time of quiet, maybe some really beautiful instrumental songs going on, and the women have a time to sit, maybe 5, mm-hmm. 10, 15 minutes where they reflect, and it's a time of where they can listen to God. Mm-hmm. And we try to teach them of how to hear God's voice and mm-hmm. to give them some tips on that. Mm-hmm. And just what Leslie was saying earlier about the woman, as women, we're so busy. Mm-hmm. We're so busy with all of our roles. And how often really do you sit down for 15 minutes and do nothing yes. and just listen to God? Mm-hmm. And there's healing in rest. Mm-hmm. And so that's a time where God can minister to mm-hmm. them one-on-one.
Yeah, and you know, as we were planning and thinking about heart to heart, you know, we saw that we're on the journey too. We're not yes. at the end of the race. Yes. We're never going to be at the end of the race in life. But we're on the journey. We can't possibly be alone in this. There must be others. And just the tender mercies of God, the grace of God, and how he has touched each of us along the way over the years can't be contained.
Right.
It just overflows from our mm-hmm. hearts. You know, we want to share the goodness of God. When, for me, I was like the prodigal. I mean, I was hard. And the fact that God never pushed me away when I finally came back. You know, and I think, who's missing this? Somebody mm-hmm. needs this, you know. And yes. and we just wanted to be obedient and say, God, here's a venue. Here we are. Here we are. We're mm-hmm. going to do this. We're going to show up. And we want to walk alongside women, not two women. We want to walk alongside women. And interesting, we're talking about every time I prepare. You know, prepare for the. I get blown away because God will reveal even more. Mm-hmm. And I'm preparing on the topping. It's like, shoot, where'd that come from? All this yes. under the radar stuff. So he's excavating, he's bringing out mm-hmm. these lumps of coal that, in mm-hmm. the end, like we told women are so multifaceted. They're going to be beautiful diamonds. In God's eyes, we're beautiful diamonds. But the pressure has mm-hmm. to be there. We have mm-hmm. to go through this.
Yes.
And we have to move through it, not stand still. Move through it with the help of the Spirit. But we're not doing anything. The Holy Spirit's doing everything.
Yes.
We're just
yes.
the hands, the mouth, the venue.
Yes, and absolutely.
Somebody yeah. might be feeling like, and I think the evil one, the devil,
yes.
could use this as a way to prevent somebody from maybe even stepping out because they're mm-hmm. feeling, the women feel guilt from time to time. I'm being...
Oh, bit. Come join us. We feel it too.
Oh, yes.
Well, because like you said, Grace, you know, angry at the children or the way yeah. that, you know, things that might have been said or things that might have been done. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you shared that, I could see it in your eyes. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the way that what it was like. But certainly you are not alone. I mean, there are men even who wish they would have said something a different way. Some men who wish that they would have handled a situation a different way, mm-hmm. in the way that when they maybe spoke to their spouse or the way that they treated the children. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe a little too hard. Mm-hmm. Then should have stopped a little earlier. You know, but if a woman is feeling like that, then you're saying, hey, even if you're stricken with guilt, come bring that with you. Mm-hmm. Just yes. come as you are, mm-hmm. and then let mm-hmm. the Lord let the Holy Spirit
minister to them. Yes.
I'd like to share. From Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1-3, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison doors to them that are bound." And in verse 3 it says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, mm-hmm. the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Mm-hmm. And in our meetings, God is really there. Mm-hmm. And it's a place that God wants to bring healing, mm-hmm. and you know, give you the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness, mm-hmm. and give you you know, the oil of joy for our mourning. Mm-hmm. And he really comes and meets with us mm-hmm. in such a mm-hmm. sweet way. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place to come and just sit and let the Lord minister to your mm-hmm. heart. And we're there, mm-hmm. you know, to encourage you and to pray with you. So at the end of the meeting, sometimes we'll take time and we'll pray with you. If you need prayer, we'll mm-hmm. pray. Mm-hmm. And God is there. That is the key.
Well, we've got just, you know, about 30, just a few seconds left. You can just say a quick prayer, Michelle, for somebody just right now who just needs just to know that someone's praying for them.
Lord, Heavenly Father, I ask you right now that you would come in your loving presence and embrace each listener out there with your healing love, that you would give them vision and a picture, Lord, of how you see them and how your passionate love pursues them, because they are so worth it to you, Lord, that you are the joy. You as a person are the joy set before Jesus. And that's why he died on the cross for you, because of the joy that you are to him. And I pray, Lord, that you would help the women to, and the men, to know the truth of who they are in you and how you call them to be, to blossom, to be free, to be full of joy and peace, and pouring out the life from them to people around them. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Amen. Well, Michelle Okimura, Grace Alarcio, Leslie Silva, it's a blessing to have you with us today. In the next few days, you're going to hear stories, testimonies, heart level, just like you did today. I want you to invite someone to listen in and be inspired. This program is made possible by our very dedicated partners. And you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. To find out more about our show, to access other resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Psalms 30 verse 2 says, "O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Michelle Okimura, Grace Alarcio, and Leslie Silva. Find out more at KingdomFamiliesHawaii.com. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.